So I am here with Ina Hume.
Ina Hume.
Yeah. Ina Hume from Bangladesh, who will tell us what she does and what you've thought of this conference.
Okay. Well, I'm here in two roles. On one hand, I'm representing the Jumma People's Network, which represents the Jumma indigenous people from the Chittagong Hill Tracts in Bangladesh. And the Jumma is a collective name of 11 different indigenous groups that inhabit the southeastern Chittagong Hill Tracts of Bangladesh, which borders Burma and northeast India. And the indigenous people there have suffered very many forms of discrimination. The women have suffered gender-based violence and rapes by military and Bengali settlers coming to the region, and this has been with impunity, I think, to date. I don't think anyone's ever been charged for any rapes that have been committed in that region. And also the Bangladesh Army, who've committed many of the rapes, continue to serve as peacekeepers with the UN Department of Peacekeeping, which is, I think, criminal in itself. So that's on one hand. Also, I work with young people and children and teach them how to use media skills, cameras, films, and make their own media, have their own voice, which I do with indigenous children as well, as well as children in conflict situations like northern Uganda, where they've been problems with the LRA and Laws Resistance Army abducting children, and where they've been made them into child soldiers, or the girls have again faced gender-based violence at the hands of militia there. So this conference has been fantastic and inspiring, and just so interesting in terms of the issues it's addressed about violence against women, and also really to find out more about feminism, because although much of the work I do maybe classed as feminist, I've not always thought of myself as a feminist, but I think I'm going to go home and reevaluate that maybe I am a feminist.
You probably are.
I think I might be. My partner would probably say I am.
So thank you very much, and also for visibilizing the indigenous people of Bangladesh, because we don't usually think that there are indigenous people, you know, in these areas of the world. So thank you for bringing their voices.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about the Jumma peoples.
Okay. Well, I mean, one issue that we've brought, as I mentioned, about the violence against women, and there was a very famous Jumma activist called Kalpana Chakma, who was actually, she campaigned a lot on women's issues and indigenous women's issues in the Hill Tracts, and she was actually arrested, but really abducted by the army, I think in 1996, along with her brother. Her brother escaped. She was taken into custody, and she's never been seen again. There were many protests about try to have justice for Kalpana, asking for her release, and then as the years have passed, asking what has happened to Kalpana Chakma. And again, there's been no accountability, although the Lieutenant Ferdus, who was one of the people that was involved in her abduction, has continued to serve in the Bangladesh Army and has never faced any criminal charges or investigations or prosecution. And I think that this is symptomatic of the situation facing indigenous women in Bangladesh and in the Hill Tracts, is that there is this vacuum of justice. And so even when the most heinous crimes are committed against the women, there is nothing that is done about it. And that culture of impunity means that culture of violence continues against the women, because it's seen that it doesn't matter what you do against these women, nothing will ever happen to you. So where it was the army that would normally be committing these atrocities, now the army are getting more wise to it, and they will either not dress in their army clothes when they go on these attacks, yeah, or then the settlers that are being brought in are committing the crimes as well. So, you know, there have been cases, Mahalchuri in 2003, where 8 Jumma women were raped, some gang raped. One baby was murdered, and then his grandmother was raped. And again, no accountability, no justice. More recently in Sarjek, in the Rangamati district, in the Chittagong Hill Tracts, houses were burnt, villages were burnt, and again, no accountability. And there have even been human rights. There's been a Chittagong Hill Tracts Commission which has visited the region. People have gone and spoken to the commission about the atrocities, and one of those people has actually been murdered as a result of actually coming forward and speaking out about these. So really the situation is critical. There's a state of emergency in Bangladesh at the moment, which means it's very dangerous for indigenous activists and indigenous leaders. And so it's really important that the world knows about what's going on, and that people also support the indigenous people there, and also lobby the government and pressure the government of Bangladesh that it's not good enough. Their reputation is on the line about this. They need a transition to democracy. They need free and fair elections, but also the elections in this indigenous region. The population has been skewed because of forced migration by people from the plains into the region. Indigenous lands have been taken. So already the elections, there are problems with it in the region because the voter lists are contested by indigenous people, saying that you've brought people in just to vote for you. And the balance has changed a lot in the last few years, but it's still continuing, which is in contravention of peace accords that were signed in 97. And so really it's up to the international community and donors to really have scrutiny about this region and look at the political situation as well and address the political issues instead of just giving money hand over fist to Bangladesh for aid and development with no accountability. Because in this country where there's millions and millions of dollars of aid going in, there's no accountability or scrutiny of how that money is spent and where the money that's sent in is actually continues to perpetrate gender-based violence against indigenous women in that region. And it's just not good enough, you know, as now many people are internationalists almost, and it's our international dollar that is going to support these regimes. And also with the UN Department of Peacekeeping, is the Department of Peacekeeping actually also supporting this militarization in these countries where you have Bangladesh is the largest contributor to peacekeeping, Nepal, Pakistan, India. These are all countries with militarized zones and are all countries with histories of gender-based violence against women. Violence against women is prolific, but there is very little accountability or actual justice for these women. And it's not really good enough, I think, that the UN even tacitly supports this anymore.
Okay, so. Thank you.
All right, thank you.